From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, Republican heavy hitters take the podium on day two of the state GOP convention. First, to an athlete recruiting scandal in DISD. Dallas Superintendent Mike Miles fired 11 athletic coaches and assistants and 4 central staff administrators today. KERA's Bill Zeeble reports Wilmer Hutchins, Madison, and Conrad High Schools are affected.
Miles told reporters all dismissals were tied to police looking into the March death of Wilmer Hutchins High School basketball player Troy Causey. Miles said the investigation uncovered possible residency and other violations of University Interscholastic League rules, the UIL.
As a school district, we cannot and will not allow violations of UIL policy to continue to happen. Violations have continued to occur. This is unacceptable and will not be tolerated.
Previous reports suggest Causey and another player were illegally recruited to play at schools not in their home district. Miles said the UIL may decide some games must be forfeited.
To the students who are affected by this situation, I want you to know that the decisions by adults to break the rules in no way diminishes your hard work or commitment. However, the consequences of their actions do directly impact you, and that is unfair and disappointing.
Miles said the police investigation into the player's death and the district's investigation into possible UIL violations continue. He said the district reported its findings to the league. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Behind the scenes, Republicans at their state convention in Fort Worth were hotly debating their party platform on immigration policy and how to treat gays and lesbians. On stage, the spotlight this afternoon was on Greg Abbott, who left little doubt his run for governor against Democrat Wendy Davis will be a slugfest. KERA Shelley Koffler reports Abbott took aim at his opponent, then talked about his bicentennial blueprint for Texas.
It was the red meat loyal Republicans wanted to hear from their top-of-the-ticket nominee, Greg Abbott, pinning a scarlet letter of sorts on opponent Wendy Davis as he branded her with a capital L for liberal.
Liberal elites from the East Coast to the West Coast have fawned over and financed my opponent to try to remake Texas in their image.
Abbott claimed Davis would restrict gun rights and has supported the Environmental Protection Agency, which he's sued many times as Attorney General. Abbott put his own spin on the abortion filibuster that rocketed Davis to national fame. Davis has said she was fighting for women's access to health care. Abbott framed it differently.
She stood for 13 hours to advocate for abortion, even after 5 months of pregnancy. Of all things, she then said she was pro-life.
After attempting to shred Davis, Abbott then turned to his blueprint for governing Texas.
My blueprint limits the size of government. My plan is going to set real spending limits in the Constitution itself.
He didn't say how, but promised to reduce property taxes, build roads without taxes, fees, or tolls, and make education the cornerstone of his administration by giving local districts more control.
My plan returns genuine local control to schools by allowing schools to opt out of mandates from Austin, Texas.
Abbott also gave a nod to the all-important Hispanic vote by saying his wife, whose mother is from Mexico, would be the first Hispanic First Lady of Texas.
Juntos somos una familia. Together, we are one family.
Delegates who lined up for photos with Abbott after his speech said they liked what they heard. Jean and Gus Ferris are from Kingwood.
Well, he supports our education and supports our teachers.
I like his comments on being in charge of the policies in Texas, moving the education responsibilities to local, not only out of Washington, but out of Austin as well.
Abbott will get a lot harsher treatment in 3 weeks. That's when Wendy Davis headlines the state Democratic convention in Dallas and takes her turn skewering Abbott as she tries to energize her supporters. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.
Also at the convention today, Texas Senator Ted Cruz got delegates on their feet and delved into foreign policy, talking tough about Iran.
The leadership of America reverberates across the globe, and we need to bring it back. We need to stand with Israel. We need to make clear that we will no longer play footsie with the mullahs of Iran, and we will not allow them to acquire nuclear weapon capability.
Cruz recently traveled to Israel and the Ukraine as he weighs a race for president. The state Republican convention continues tomorrow with Dan Patrick taking the stage and delegates deciding on their platform. Right now, a controversial guest worker program is still included in that platform. Gay and lesbian Republicans are fighting to remove language that implies homosexuals could become straight if they submit to reparative therapy. Fort Worth dedicated its new 22-foot-tall monument at the banks of the Trinity River today. It's a bronze statue of Major Ripley A. Arnold, the man who founded the city 165 years ago. KERA's Dwali Sakautau has this report.
In native dress, Comanche Indian veterans joined U.S. Army captains and Fort Worth officials in honoring the man who established the first military outpost on the Bluffs.
Now, 165 years after the fact, we are still trying to sort out the legend of Brevet Major Ripley Allen Arnold. What we know is that he grew up near Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, and was admitted to West Point when he was 17 years old.
Historian Quentin McGowan says Arnold was one of 1,000 U.S. soldiers and officers among 28 companies scattered across the frontier of Texas in 1849.
It was a time of great sacrifice, unbearable hardship, extraordinary heroism, and defiant bravery.
A period of Fort Worth history that former City Councilman Jim Lane doesn't want to be lost.
I think if you went downtown Fort Worth today and asked people where was the fort or what's the fort, the majority of people would tell you, I don't know what you're talking about.
Lane says the founder of Fort Worth was a friend to Native tribes.
Major Arnold was not known to be an aggressive Indian fighter. He thought that his job was just as much to protect the Indians from the white settlers as it was to protect the white settlers from the Indian. He wanted to be a peacekeeper, and he did a pretty good job of that here.
That's why 62-year-old June Sovo of the Comanche Tribe of Oklahoma drove down with his family to witness the dedication to Major Ripley Arnold, a man he says was a brother to Indians.
In our traditional ways, when you befriend somebody, you say, okay, from now on, we're going to be brothers.
About the darker parts of history, when Indians were pushed out of Texas, or worse, he says,
what's done is done. Today's today. We look forward.
That idea is shared by Archie St. Clair, the Australian artist who designed the statue of Arnold in his original Dragoon military uniform.
This is all about life and where we've been, where we are, and where we're going.
Major Ripley Arnold is going to get visitors thinking about their own history, he says.
Where you at? How'd you get here? Because we all come from all different walks of life, but we're all here. I just want them to get it. When you start looking in history, it just gets you.
Arnold's body is buried in downtown Fort Worth at Pioneers Rest Cemetery, one of the oldest burial grounds in the city. Dwahli Sakautau, KERA News.
Overnight low of 75, tomorrow mostly sunny, windy, high about 92. Clouds rolling in Saturday, 20% chance of showers on Sunday, 50% chance on Monday, high Monday of 87. Right now, 93 degrees in Dallas, 92 in Fort Worth, 91 in Sherman, 89 in Denton. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.